Wow, it's outside the box. Taking on a sacred cow. Today's topic is Against Empathy. The book title was daunting. Against Empathy. What's wrong with empathy? Why would I be against it? Shouldn't we all care about others? But author Paul Bloom urged me to do things less based on empathy and more based on logic, compassion, different from empathy, and reason. Given some examples of how empathy can backfire, I'm not so much a believer in empathy anymore. What do we mean by empathy? According to Bloom, it means putting ourselves in someone else's shoes and feeling what they feel, or struggling with what they struggle with. Compassion means concern about others, friends or strangers, but not personally, quote-unquote, feeling their pain. Bloom's reasons for being against empathy, which I support, are situations where empathy can cause harmful results. One example, avid supporters of the 45th President of the U.S. cared so much about the candidate's false claim in 2020 about a stolen election that they attacked police, joined an insurrection against the government, and tried illegally to overturn the results. Supporters threatened election officials and demanded their removal from office. Or, it shouldn't surprise us that Israeli government officials and most members of the Israeli military might care about other Israelis, but not usually Palestinians, despite the deaths of thousands of Palestinian children. Many Jewish Israelis, loyal to their religion and government, are supporting a government policy being described as either ethnic cleansing or genocide. The same limited empathy is true for Palestinians, or Ukrainians, or Russians, or various sides in the civil war in Sudan. We have empathy for others like us, but not those who are different. Empathy has its limits. No one can feel the pain of millions or billions of people suffering around the world. We generally limit what empathy we have for friends and family, and maybe others we respect, like political figures, victims of a tragedy, or sports and entertainment, sheroes and heroes. We might have empathy for those who look like us, the same religion, or skin color, or gender, or who use wheelchairs, or some other trait like our own. Empathy, feeling the pain of others, limits who we can care about, whereas compassion and fairness allows us to care about everyone. Should we feel the pain only of the victims of crime, or should we also care about those who committed the crime as well? The suffering of one person we know and have empathy for should not be more powerful than the suffering of 1,000 strangers. A recent study by two psychologists, Anneke Buffon and Michael Poulin, concluded that empathy can cause aggression. Empathy replaces fairness, equality of treatment, and moral actions with situations where supporters who empathize with a particular person may take aggressive action, physical or verbal, against those who may appear to cause suffering to those one has empathy for. A more moral or compassionate way of addressing a problem may lose out to a more empathic but harmful approach. Instead of supporting a vaccine that saves the lives of millions but may not be 100% safe, some will demand the vaccine be withdrawn if someone they knew had a reaction to it. Of course, there are times when empathy is beneficial. If a good friend or relative of mine is having hard times, my feeling for their struggles can make them feel better or help them cope more successfully. If I put myself in the shoes of someone I do not know, I can better understand their experience and beliefs and maybe change mine. Empathy has its value, but compassion and rationality seem more likely to lead to treating everyone well and respectfully, not just those who we have empathy for. Who do you feel empathy for, and when? When could it be helpful or harmful for you? I'm Larry Danziger, trying to be compassionate towards every human and living thing.